Happy birthday, dear Miranda. Happy birthday to you.
Another 30-something birthday with a group of unmarried female friends. We would all have preferred a nice celebratory conference call.
You were saying,
look, if you're a successful saleswoman in this city, you have two choices. You can bang your head against the wall and try and find a relationship, or you can say screw it and just go out and have sex like a man.
You mean with dildos?
No, I mean without feeling.
Samantha Jones was a New York inspiration. A public relations executive, she routinely slept with good-looking guys in their 20s.
Mm. Remember that guy that I was going out with? Oh, God, what was his name?
Drew.
The sex guy. Right. Well, afterwards, I didn't feel a thing. It was like, hey, babe, gotta go. Catch you later. And I completely forgot about him after that.
But are you sure that that isn't just because he didn't call you?
Sweetheart, this is the first time in the history of Manhattan that women have had as much money and power as men. Plus, the equal luxury of treating men like sex objects.
Yeah, except men in this city fail on both counts. Mm. I mean, they don't want to be in a relationship with you, but as soon as you only want them for sex, they don't like it. All of a sudden, they can't perform the way they're supposed to.
That's when you dump them.
Oh, come on, ladies. Are we really that cynical? What about romance?
Mm. Yeah.
No, we'll need that.
It's like that guy Jeremiah, the poet.
I mean, sex was incredible.
But then he wanted to read me his poetry and go out to dinner and the whole chat bit. And I'm like, let's not even go there.
What are you saying? Are you saying you're just going to give up on love?
Oh, no, no. Believe me. The right guy comes along and you two right here, this whole thing, right out the window.
No,
the right guy is an illusion. You understand that? You can start living your life.
So you think it's really possible to pull off this whole women having sex like men thing?
You're forgetting The Last Seduction.
You are obsessed with that movie.
Okay. Linda Fiorentino fucking that guy up against the chain link fence.
I'm never having one of those, oh my God, what have I done, epiphanies.
I hated that movie.
Was it true? Were women in New York really giving up on love and throttling up on power?
What a tempting thought.